Hi, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the Program Manager of Dendron, and today I'm going to talk about the INTERACT project, INTERACT being short for Integrating Networks and Embedding Research in Clinical Practice. Work on this initiative started at the beginning of 2011 when we identified two main objectives, the first of which was to improve the consistency of support for dementia and neurodegenerative diseases research across the country, and the second was to ensure that research was more systematically embedded in the care pathways of these diseases to improve patients' access to participate in research. In the first year, we worked very closely with the Comprehensive Research Network, and as a result of that partnership, managed to ensure that there were newly established specialty groups across all of the Midlands and Yorkshire. And as a result of that, now we have a better representation from the research community on all the national groups that we host. For the past year, we've been focused on embedding research in care pathways. Our approach has been to recognise that there are many ways that this can be delivered, be that in GP surgeries, at the point of referral or post-diagnosis, in secondary care, in neurology clinics and in specialist memory services, and even post-diagnosis, working with third sector partners such as the Alzheimer's Society and Alzheimer's Research UK, Parkinson's UK, who provide much needed post-diagnosis support both at a national level and locally in the community. Working with our seven local research networks, we initiated 15 projects at the beginning of the year. These are varied in their approach, from those in North Thames, where they created a research module which was being delivered to all clinical staff over the past year to try and create a research-minded culture, to projects in the South West, where they've created a service specification for use by commissioners, and other really practical ways to deliver, such as in the North East, where they added a sentence to all outpatient referral letters suggesting patients talk to their clinicians about research. Through our Interact Online toolkit, our aim is to share the outcomes of all these projects with the wider NHS and research community so that they might learn from our projects and consider where these might be replicated in their own environments, and also as well provide a platform for others to share their best practice and their experiences of embedding research in care pathways. Over the next 2 months, we're going to be very focused on developing the content for the toolkit from the outputs of all these projects to ensure we can present that in an interactive, interesting way that makes a compelling case for some of this work, to ensure that the toolkit can be used not just for dementia and neurodegenerative diseases, but for anybody who's concerned with embedding research in care pathways. Interact Online will be launched on the 20th March 2013. For more information, visit www.dendron.nahr.ac.uk. Thank you.